Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
God. I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. Listen, I want to get all this etiquette out the way real quick because we're going to get ready to dive and jump right in it. I'm telling you, I just thank God for what he is doing and just how he's blessing us. I know that many of you all over the world, because of your participation and because of your involvement, regardless if I get a letter for some or don't, but I know that you are truly being blessed, because it's going to be very difficult to sit around something, listen to something, or sacrifice your time to things that is not really blessing you. Amen. So I thank God that we're giving you some information that is really helping you for you to begin to advance in your spiritual life. And not only that, your natural want to bring balance. That's been the ultimate goal and the challenge to making sure we're bringing balance into our life. Not only want your spirit blessed and your spiritual, you rich spiritually, you prosper spiritually, but naturally we still are having a whole lot of work. We want to make sure we bring balance in that area. Listen, I thank God. It was the honor of my life. Amen. I thank God for my wife. And I thank God for my family, ADM families. God bless you. We love you. My God, we bless God for you all. My God, and also our very own Alex Smith, Pastor Smith, Pastor Les Smith. We thank God for them as well, just for laboring, my God, beside, my God, me in the spirit. And we just bless, I bless God for them. And also, I thank God for all of you, my God, especially on the neighbors down on the broadcast, Mother Helen, Minister, our pioneer of our prayer, Mother John. Now our very own Colette Joe, he's starting to get back into the rhythm of different things. And it's just a blessing how the team and we coming together to bless our international leaders, our partners over there in Norway, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Australia, my God, Asia. We thank God for you all as well. Then right our local United States of America, we thank God for you as well. My God, California, Denver, Nevada, Ohio, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, my God, Missouri, we thank God for you all as well. North Carolina, we thank God for you all as well. And we just thank our brothers and sisters and partners all over the world. I said this many times, my God Almighty, now it's a little bit more. It's about 280 downloads a week coming now. Just want you to know, just continue to recommend different information so you can begin to get to it. It's going to be scratching the surface because we really want to go deep in. Remember this. It's information that is going to take you to your next realm and keep traveling. Information. And not only information, but correct information. How would you know the information is correct? Because you're going to study to show yourself approved. Amen? You're going to study to show yourself approved. Not study to show you how well you can receive, but study to show yourself approved. Amen? Amen. So I thank God for you all. Listen, let's get ready. Get right into it, because I know that God is going to be blessing you. And I'm telling you right now, this is not the season and the time to keep operating on your same habits, your same way. Other words, my God, you're coming into the table late, you're dragging and different things like that. You can miss some very important information that you're praying for. We got to get out of that stage. Once we get out of that stage, we can start seeing the beauty for some things. We got a problem with timing, you know, and if we got a problem with timing, therefore that means we got a problem with structure. And if we got a problem with structure in our personal life, therefore that means we also have a problem with structure in our spiritual life. Uh-oh, Pastor, you're touching on something. Amen. We're going to get these frequencies that we're going to get these spiritual frequencies in their correct flow, but we can operate our motor cortex correctly, causing our spiritual body, causing us to function. But before we dive right on in this, we're going to go ahead and give our very own Mother Johnson, go ahead and prepare the way, and we're going to get ready to get right on this. Are you ready? Let's get ready to get on into this. And I just thank God for you once again. Mother Johnson, God bless you.
God bless you this morning, Apostle Temple.
Amen.
First of all, I have to give honor to God, who's truly ahead of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to to First Lady, excuse me. I give honor to Pastor Smith and Elect Barbara Smith this morning and everyone at ABM Ministries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We come thanking you, God, not asking, but just thanking you for another blessed day, God. Another day, God, that you allow to breathe down on us, God, and we begin our activity to begin to function, and we begin to arise, God, and we begin just to say thank you, Jesus, this morning, God. So we say thank you, Lord. I pray, God, this morning, God, that you have your mighty way, God. I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us this morning, God. Oh, God, let us begin to see different. Let us begin to speak different. Hallelujah, this morning. God, let us begin to see your kingdom, what your kingdom is all about, God, what your love is all about, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We pray, God, we speak strength this morning like never before, God. We speak victory this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, we lift up our babies once again, God, because they are so important to us, God. We pray, God, that you send your angels for them, that lead them to school, to guide them, God, shield them in a mighty way, God. And as they come back, God, continue to shield them and take them till they get inside of their home. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you this morning. We lift up every leader once more, God. And like never before, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. When you pour out into them, God, as they pour out into us your truth, God. Oh, God, shield and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for what you're doing. We realize, God, that you're doing a new thing, God. We thank you for your Holy Ghost fire, God. We thank you for how you're stretching us, God. How you're making us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, this morning, because you are the mind regulator, God. You are the heart fixer. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We magnify your name, God, because you're truly worthy to be praised, God. No matter what the circumstances is, God, we thank you, God, because you gotta have that zeal in us, God, that we're ready to send a call on your name. We're ready to lift up your name like never before, God. So we say thank you this morning. We thank you for the food that you prepared on our table, God, the shelter that you have put on over our heads. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. I don't know, but say nothing, God. But we know we can do all things through you, God, that strengthen us, God. So we thank you this morning for the greatness that you're doing in the name of Jesus, God. We see you working miracles every day, God. We see you healing, God. We see you making a way out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We even see you ordering our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. Because when we truly look back, when we truly look back, the Lord will say, not just to stay back, but just to glance and see how good you have been to us, God. See how you have taken us in a different place, the Lord will Sunday, like never before, God. We say thank you this morning, the Lord will say, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the Lord will say, that covers us like never before, God. We just thank you this morning, come on, child. Oh, God, somebody this morning, they have notable shake, need to begin to walk their flow. Walk the flow, how the most shake, God, just look towards heaven and just thank you, huh? Because he's been mighty good to you too, huh? In the name of Jesus, I realize how the most shake. Somebody, a lot of us, God, didn't know how we were going to pay our rent, our light or our gas, no food on the table, how the most shake. Oh, we didn't tell anybody, but you came through for us, God. So we thank you, Lord, about you, God, for doing the things that you're doing for us, God. We realize that you don't have to do it, Lord, about you, God. Oh, but you, just that kind of God. You're so loving and kind, Lord, about you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for wrapping your arms around us this morning, God. Letting us know it's all right. I got your back. How the most say, I realize many people have said, I got your back. Oh, but when you come to Jesus, how the most say, when he say, I got your back, that's a guarantee. How the most say, God, we thank you, God, for the growth in you, God, like never before. God, we thank you. We lift up our natural children to you, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them near to you, God. Save, sanctify them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you for victory, God. We cry out another victory, cry out about Sunday. Yes, and the victory. How do I say that? We thank you, Lord, for your victory, the Lord Most High God. We thank you, Lord, the Most High, for your salvation, God. We thank you that we can stand still in the name of Jesus and see you move out like never before, huh? So we just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Lift up every woman of God and every man of God today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for them, God, the one that truth is rolling from their lips of clay, God, the one, the Roboshenda, that stand boldly and can tell the truth out of Oshay, God. We thank you for the truth, huh, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you're raising up a nation, God, that will stand firm, huh, and cry out truth today in the name of Jesus, God. That's what we need, truth, God. We need to know your truth, God. We don't need to be sugar-coated up on daddy here. Oh, that's your truth, God. We thank you this morning. Hey, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. So these things, God, this morning, we ask you how to come to the Moshe. In the name of the Father and the Son of the Moshe and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, God. And yet and still, we say, have your way this morning, the Moshe. Have your mighty way. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, come to the Moshe. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. We bless God. We thank God and we thank him for what he is doing. And most of all, saints of God, I'm telling you right now, you just need to give God the praise and give him the glory because you are blessed. Your life is blessed. Your home is blessed. God is blessing you. And I'm telling you for a fact because your spirit is open to receive. Your spirit is open to get information for you to keep advancing in your life. That is a blessing all by itself because there's so many God will leave closed. There's so many God will leave the eyes shut. Amen. And they just not into a place to where God is ready to pour into them or ready to bless. But you all, God ready, you are blessed and God is ready to take you even higher and higher. And I just thank God for what he is doing and I bless his holy name. Amen. Here we go. We're going to get ready to launch off. My God, and this week is already started. We thank God on Monday. My God, Sunday we just had a great time. You never know what God gonna do. And I just love it like that to keep you puzzled and you never know what he got to do. That calls you to just stay in the face of God. And Monday we just had a great time with families and friends. And also on yesterday, my God, Minister Nita, she just came and blessed our souls. And I want to get ready to help you with articulation, with some articulation, with some frequencies. Amen. And we got to understand something. This is the piece that where we really going to have to capitalize is what? Our understanding. Our understanding. When we begin to rearrange different things pertaining to our minds and we're getting ready to rearrange some frequencies of different things that we have received in the past and different things that we don't receive from however we don't receive or however we don't learn. We are basically saying that I have the will to change. I have the will to change. When you have the will to change or you ready for change, you are basically saying that I have some frequencies or my information system that goes around that connected to the place where I articulate or execute from, the part that where I execute from, and I execute from a place once I gather information, once your brain gathered the information, the execution began to happen. Amen. Same way with us in the spirit realm. Once we gather information, the execution begin to what? It begins to happen. Guess what? The information that you're gathering, it doesn't have to be correct or it doesn't have to be incorrect. All it has to be information. Amen. Information. But it will affect your execution. It'll make your execution on point or it's not on point because of what? The information that you're gathering. And when you gather information, you got to be able to understand the information. Understanding. And this is the vein this morning and probably for the next couple of days that I want to dwell in, this frequency of understanding. Amen. It's one word, but it takes two words to make up this word, and it's considered as as a compound word. Under and understanding. Under and standing. Understanding, you get understanding. Amen. And this is the place to where many of us saints of God, we hearing the word of God, we coming from the Bible, we hearing the stories, we getting everything preached, but what happened is I understand it. So therefore it brings me to the place to where if we are not really zooming in and tapping into or having the understanding to go out there to get understanding, we might as well stop right here. We might as well stop doing everything what we're doing, stop playing church, stop doing everything, because you are not going to be able to articulate anything. You are not going to be able to apply anything. You can only apply what you understand and what you know. You can only apply that, amen, regardless if your understanding is correct, regardless if your understanding is wrong. Understanding is just understanding. It's not dealing with right, and it's not dealing with wrong. And this is the place to where the saints of God that I'm declaring and I decreeing that we get out of this place how we learn. We get out of this place of where we coming from, of our information and how we take it. Because this is the thing. We'll take information, and we'll write down notes, we take information, and we don't go and do research. In other words, we study to show ourselves approved. Amen. So therefore, we begin to operate or begin to articulate different things, even scriptures. Amen. And we just looking like, okay, I done spun around so many times. How many times I got to spin around and take a deep breath? How many times I got to hold my head back, take a deep breath so I could fall out? How many times they going to lay hands on me to bend my neck back and I'm just getting so tired so I just lay on out? Amen. How many times I got to go and take my oar, grease up my house? As I turn on the light, I'm thinking there's a disco ball in my house. I got so much oil on my windows and doors and everything. How many times? Amen. So we get to the part to where because of what we understand, it brings on frustration. It brings on frustration because why? We're thinking that what we understand and how we understand them, it should bring forth, once we execute it, it should bring for accuracy 100% of the time. Only thing that's going to bring accuracy in your life is accurate information. How do you determine accurate information? Well, accurate information is determined how well are you able to study? How well are you able to go out the information? Now, let's look at this one word again, understanding. Understanding is two words that makes one word, but it has so many depth. Once you receive information, you have to begin to understand information. In order to understand information, that's dealing with that. Now it comes from a place to where how you are able to learn. What is your learning ability? Are you an individual that you are auto learning? My wife and my daughter was talking about this one day, how they are able to learn. You know, are you a person that you need to see picture? Are you a person that needs to be read? It needs to be read out to you. Are you a person that needs to write it and see the picture for you could begin to process it? What is your ability to learn? And this is where the saints of God is missing. A lot of us is missing the mark because we're trying to learn like everybody else. We're trying to learn, oh my God, I'm getting all frustrated. You get frustrated because, man, I seen them read this Bible. They don't pick this up and they coming from here. They don't hit this area, hit that area. You got to understand, it's not your style of learning. It's about how you could, at the end of the day, it ain't nothing about your style or how you're able to learn. It's about, are you going to be able to get the information? Because regardless of what, we're going to end up at the same road. If we're going to learn 1 + 1 = 2, it doesn't matter whatever style you want to take to get that 1 + 1, you could get it on your hands. You could put one finger up, then the other finger up, then you could say 2. You could write it on a piece of paper. You could go ahead and take a you can see balloons. You get a picture with balloons that has got balloons and one balloon here, next balloon here. You could get somebody to read it from you from a tape. But at the end of the day, what is the end result? The end result is the correct answer. What is the correct answer? Two. It doesn't matter how you got it. It doesn't matter where you got it. All it matters, do you have the correct information? Therefore, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that no longer you will have frustration pertaining to the word of God, pertaining to your ability to learn the word of God. I declare and decree that God, you begin to unveil, you begin to unfold, begin to walk into your capacity of how you learn. Regardless if you're a visual or you're auto, you're a person that's got to see it by picture, you need a lecture, you need to write it down. I declare and decree that you're going to begin to tap into in the spirit realm your ability to learn, to process information, so you can begin to execute with accuracy. Amen. So now our frequencies need to be changed. We don't only want our frequency to just change. We want them changed what? Correctly. So if they're going to be changed correctly, we need to begin to attain and begin to do different things so we can begin to operate correctly. Amen. Certain things that we just have to do. We just cannot cut corners. We as saints of God, many of us, we cut in corners, then we get mad at everybody. We get mad at this lying prophet. We get mad at this individual. We cut so much corners, and we're blaming on everybody else that they has a problem. They just want my money. Well, you know, it ain't about what they want. It's about what God's want. It's about what God says. Do you know what God said? You know, that's the question. So we too busy relying on man, and that's why some of us get to the place, that's why I don't want to go to church now. That's why I don't want to do this now. That's why I don't want to deal with these people now. Because why? You don't have correct information, and you fail to go and get the correct information. So that's why you're going to hold everybody else accountable other than what the scripture's saying about you and holding you what? Accountable. And we are missing so many blessings. We are missing so many seasons. We are missing so much great things that God has for us because we fail not to have this proper structure in our life. How do we know we have proper structure in our life? Well, I'm gonna give you a quick example. Amen. What are you on time for? What are you on time for? Amen. What are you on time for? And when you are not on time, and you have a this is what you do. Not on time, do you make excuses for it? Who is the excuses you putting on? You know, are you accountable? What you are accountable to? Amen? And that's the thing that we have to understand that, listen, it's my responsibility. If I'm going to have structure in my life, it's not about who made me late. It's not about why I was late. It's not, no, I just don't have that integrity right now. I'm just not there yet. Amen? I'm just not there. It's not about this. It's not about, I'm just not there yet. Because once we get there, we'll start planning. We'll start planning different things so we can begin to execute. I want to show you something. I want to get ready to show you the word and what I'm talking about. And I pray that we'll begin to start putting our frequencies in the correct place so we can have the proper execution or we begin to receive the proper information. I want to make sure, I want to help you to begin to find understanding, to get understanding. I'm going to extract something very quick just to show you exactly what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm going to extract it, then we're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a great time. Give God a hallelujah, and I'm going to see you tonight at 7 o'clock with our very own Mother Helen. Amen. And my God Almighty. So watch this. Let's talk about something real quick. I want to talk about something real quick. Let's talk about this thing pertaining to the Sabbath. The day that individuals call rest. Amen. And I just want to let you know, and I'm not here to go against no one's belief. I'm not here to chop anything up. But I'm just here to bring facts and information and how we can attain facts. And because of the facts that we're attaining, it's making our execution and articulation off. Amen. And it's making us off. Let's go ahead and talk about something. When we're pertaining to the Sabbath day, and we're pertaining to the day of Sabbath, number one, we don't heard it preached, we don't heard it said, plus we have some religion that they practice on the Sabbath. Now you got to figure out where they get it from. You better believe it's no different than anybody else. They'll take you to Scripture. You will go to Scripture in a minute. Well, this is the piece to where a lot of saints of God get in trouble at. We stop right there at Scripture. You got to understand something, you know, pertaining to Scripture or the Bible that you're reading. And I went through this with the Bible study class way at the beginning where we have, who wrote the Bible? Why was it was written? What day or part that it was written? Is this a translation or are you reading the actual information from God? Well, if you're reading in English, you are reading a translation, because the actual Bible was written in Greek and Hebrew. If you're not coming from the Greek and Hebrew text, you are not reading the correct info, the correct translation. You are reading a translation, amen? So you got to go through these things, amen, before you can begin to get your frequencies correct and begin to pertain information correct. And it's going to cause you to go to dig. That's what we have to do, saints of God. We got to understand that we need to put our work in it. I have a thing. If you have not seen it, you have not laid eyes on it, don't you digest it. Amen. You can receive the information, but before you digest it, what I mean digest it, before you allow it to get in you and it becomes a part of you and it begins to execute throughout you, you don't do it until you don't did your research. And you don't need to just stop right there at a verse. We become verse digesters. We don't get the whole story. We don't go and extract the word of God. We just show me a verse, tell me what it means, you give me your interpretation on it, and I'm going to take your word for it because that's what the verse said. How do you know that? Amen. If we don't do our due diligence. So right here in Exodus, the 16th chapter, it talks about the seventh day. It talks about how Moses declared to the children of Israel that the seventh day we're going to keep it holy. Amen. The seventh day. Let's look at this for a second. Amen. Well, we consider the seventh day. We consider, Sunday. You know, we got Monday through Saturday, 6 days, seventh day. Amen. We're not doing anything. Let's look at this right quick. Moses them declared. They declare, and once you do your research, you begin to read the story, you'll see that he declared a seventh day. Now, in this seventh day, if you really look at this seventh day and really extract the word of God, it's declared a day of what? Rest from what? Rest from laboring and different things like that. That's what is declared. Why is that? Well, we're talking about the children of Israel. That's all they knew is labor. They come from Egypt. All they knew was labor. So other for God to dismantle their process or how they was wired, they have to do what? Something different. Amen. So if they don't understand that, hey, you need to give God a time. You need to give God some days. God had to put something in place for to tell them, say, listen, you need to give me some time. You need to give me some rest. So once you begin to extract that word and you begin to look in the Hebrew and start digging out into it, you'll understand that that day was for celebration and prayer. It was giving thanks. God gave them manna. They was in a place to where they was hungry. The scripture talks about how the children's bellies was murmuring. So God gave them manna. He gave them manna. Other words, he gave them bread. He gave them something to eat. He rained it down for heaven. Many of you know that story. Amen. So that's the day, and it declares that we're going to give God a day of rest. We ain't doing anything. We ain't receiving anything. We're giving thanks to God. So in this verse, in this 16, it is talking about, my God, celebration in what? Prayer. I thank God for them. You know, that's really kind of hard for even us today to do. Just give God a time to where we are celebrating and we are giving him thanks and we giving him prayer. Then we could go ahead and go in the first chapter of Genesis. First chapter of Genesis and going crossing over to the second chapter. The second chapter, and round about the first verse as Genesis, where we'll look at the seventh day, where we'll say, well, on evening, and it talks about on the evening and the next day, consider one day. It went down, numbers the days, numbering the day, and it got all the way down to 21. It got down to what? The seventh day. So now if we're going to look at this and extract the word, number one, we can't say Sunday or Saturday is the seventh. Why you can't say that? The scripture never said it in Genesis. All it numbers is the day. It says day one, day two, day three, day four. So we cannot say that. So if we say that, we are already applying something wrong. So therefore, that means we had to take something that came from somewhere else and apply it to there. It never said it. Amos on Moses, Amos in that time in the 16th chapter, it never said Saturday. It never said Friday. It never said none of that. Amen. It just said this is the day we're going to declare. Amen. So Genesis, in Genesis, it says one day, the first day, second day, third day, seventh day. Now, once you got into Genesis 2 and 1, it talks about the seventh day, and it says, and he rest, and he rest. Other words, that rest wasn't a physical rest. And this is where we get frequencies all twisted up, because number one, Jesus was, God wasn't a physical being. He wasn't man-made flesh. So we cannot illustrate this as flesh, as a fleshly rest. This is what's dealing with spiritual rest. Now, when we begin to extract the word, you begin to see rest in this area is pertaining to finish. That means he's ended his work. He is done. He created. And once he created, he was done. That means finished. It wasn't mean, hey, well, this is the day we're going to kick back, ain't doing nothing, crossing our legs. That means his assignment that he had, the assignment that he has, his job that he had, it is done. It is finished. It said it right there, explain it right there in the scripture. Amen. That means he is done. How many assignments that we are completing? Watch this. Genesis 2 and 2, it talks about, in the seventh day, God ended his work, which he made, and he had rested on the seventh day. He finished his work that he made. He completed his assignment. So therefore, he rested. He's done. That's what it means. It's ended. So you probably say, okay, whoa, yes, that's, yes. Well, this is how you start digging and getting information, and you're getting the correct information to apply to your understanding. These you probably look at it and say, well, how in the world they get these days? Go and look at these days. How in the world are we going to look at the days and say, well, we could apply the seventh day really means Saturday, seventh day really means Sunday? Well, let's go ahead and look at it. In order to get that, you're going to have to do some Greek theology study. You got to go into the Greek theology to understand how the days, my God, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday came about. Other than we just talking about day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. Amen. Got to do some Greek theology. Well, the Greek theology in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it is called a pagan, which came from paganism. Amen. So they pulled pagan out of paganism, and that simply means not of God. So what we're going to get ready to look at, and when we pertain it to the days, is the days that is considered of, not of God. That probably scratched some of you, my God, some Bible scholars on this morning, why Jesus operated what he did. I don't got enough time to go into that. We'll do it at another time. But it's saying not of God. Do you understand that Monday came from the name of moon god? My God, moon god. Sunday came from the name of sun god. My God, Saturday came from the planet, or my God, the Roman god of Saturn. Saturn. So we're dealing with these days, and these are days that is not of God. But we don't took this stuff, and we don't got the Bible because we ain't studied to show ourselves approved. I hope that helped some of you begin to understand that it's many layers that you probably have to go through pertaining on the subject and topic to go and find the correct information. And once you go in and find the correct information, then you can begin to apply it. Then you can begin to digest it. Then you can begin to operate and articulate in it. Then you can begin to go forth in it. Amen. Get the right information. I just did a very quick brief and showed you many different avenues that I had to get. I got more than one scripture. Scripture that is talking about in Exodus. Scripture is talking about in Genesis. I applied what? Understanding. Understanding that it wasn't giving me the days of the week. It was just giving me numbers. So how can I apply one number with other number? If you're in the Islam community, well, they don't start days. They don't have, you know, they, I think the sixth day is on a Friday. Amen. Amen. And seventh day is on a Sunday. It depends on where you at in your culture, how you pertaining to the days of the week. In order for me to get the days of the week, then very simple. I did something very simple. I just Googled how was the days of the week come about. How was they was named? How Monday? How we got Monday? How we got Tuesday? Amen. How this was in order. Very simple. Amen. Now, I got the information, put all the information together. Is this something that I need to apply or something that, hey, it's not, you know, it really ain't no big deal if I want to apply it or don't want to apply it. All that matter at the end of the day is I'm giving God some time. Question is, are we giving God some time? Are you giving God some time? Very simple. You see how we got information. I studied to show myself improved. It didn't take long. I made sure that I got up this morning around about 5-something and about 5:30, did a little diligent study, looked into it real quick. It just took me probably about 30 minutes just to attain this information. About 30 minutes. That's all it is. Because of the technology we have and how we can get information, it's no one shouldn't be into a place of darkness. Other words, ignorant place of not knowing. Amen. So let's I declare and decree that our frequency will be placed in its proper area because of our studying and how we obtain information and begin to apply the understanding. Amen. With correct information. Amen. I want you to show this here, then I'm going to end this on this note. I want to end this on this note. Amen. We have to understand that God set a structure. And this is the thing that where we as saints of God, we need to find out. Many people want to do Bible study. They say, Pastor, I don't know where to start at in Bible study. I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to go. Well, let me help you. Let me help you. The first thing that we need to understand, the structure of God. You need to understand the structure of God. That way you can begin to apply and begin to see how your life could come in alignment with God. You need the structure of God. So if you want to learn how some of you probably could, I'm like, I'm wondering how can I start Bible study? How can I get into this word? It's so much information. This book is just, it's all left and right. I don't know the stories like this person know the story. Don't worry about all the stories. Amen. Learn the structure. When you learn the structure, you learning how to stay in the will of God. And that's the problem with this, with us and peoples of God. We are having the problem with structure. We are having problem with being in the structure. We just know structure pertaining to a blessing. Uh-oh, my goodness, hallelujah. Pastor, you better get off this line. We know structure pertaining to a blessing and what we want. We don't want structure that is not that going against or making us coming out of our comfort zone or bringing order to our life. God's structure brings order to your life. And if you cannot have God's structure, if you don't want to receive God's structure, you don't want God's blessing. You don't want God's blessing. I can care less what anybody telling you. You don't go, if you don't operate in the structure of God, you are not going to begin to receive anything. I can care less how much money you sow. I can care less what you want to give. I can care less how hard you work in your church area, how hard you work in your church building. I can care less how good citizen you are. If you are not applying structure and God's structure, you are in trouble about receiving anything with God. Why? Because you're out of place. Simple as that. You are out of place. I'm going to give you a very simple one. I'm going to give you something very simple that is causing us to get out of the structure of God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 4:11, it says, and he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, and he gave some evangelists, and he gave some pastors, and he gave some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Let's look at edifying right quick. Let's look at edifying because we read it, but we really don't even understand what edifying means. So if we're going to look at edifying, we got to go into the Greek because we're dealing with the New Testament. New Testament was written in Greek. Edifying means edification, build up. And also it means, my God, the act of one who promotes another growth in Christian. And in Christianity, wisdom, holiness, happiness, and knowledge. Amen. It's wisdom, holiness, happiness, and knowledge. Amen. So if the fivefold are here to promote, to edify the church, the Bible is basically saying, according to research in Greek, amen, it's therefore to help you with wisdom, happiness, help you to stay, help you to walk in holiness, and also to give you what knowledge, and also to help your what? Growth. If you are not in place of a fivefold, if you're not in place, that's why you got your apostle, pastors, preachers, and teachers is there. You are not placed in that. You are out of the will of God. Pastor, how can you say that? Once you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you are accepting everything that God set up, everything, every structure, and every way that God set up to do it. You are accepting that way as well. You ain't gonna. That's why you try to do it on your own. You can't do it on your own because God got what? Structure, and he got structure set up what? Accordingly, and you got to fall into that structure. And if you don't fall into that structure, what happened is, I was teaching this on Sunday, you come into a third dimension sin. You having a third dimension door open. See, many of us, all we know about is the first dimension. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. And we consider ourselves as good person according to the law of the first dimension. I'm not killing. I'm not cussing. I'm not lying. I'm not having no other God before God. What about the second and third dimension? Pastor, I'm going to put a pin right in that, and we'll talk about that tomorrow morning. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk about that tomorrow morning, and we're going to see how deep that we have in doors open. And I hope it begin to bring frequencies and putting this back together. And I know sometimes they're going to come out very strong. I have to, because it's some frequencies, other words, it's some vessels down in your soul that is embedded real deep, and we have to go in there deep to pull them out. To connect them in their right place. I'm telling you right now, if you stay with us, my God, for these next couple of months, you're going to be articulating and executing on a level to where it's going to blow your mind, on a level to where some of these hood weeks, some of these fly-by-night individuals that want to give you a blessing all the time and that we don't know no better and we just run up and down the church, you'll look at them and let them know, I know I'm blessed. You need to come with something else. Or God finna pour out the money. You're late. You're a day late, dollar short, because he just did it on yesterday. You got to come with something else, and you're going to help the body of Christ where it can separate, my God, those are fly by nights and those are true men and women of God. Why? Because we got enough word into us where we could discern, and we don't operate off of emotions. We operate off of, my God Almighty, the facts and information that we know that it is of God. Saints of God, I love you. I thank God for you. I want to stop it right there. We're going to talk about some third dimension sins tomorrow, and that way we understand the first dimension, but we need to understand more of the second and the third. Amen. And that's a third dimension of sin where we're going into if we don't position ourselves into the fivefold to receive what we need to receive, other than, hey, I just got a problem with this, I got a problem with that. I'm going to show you how your excuses is not going to help in your walk, talking about something, they false or pastor, they ain't right. Well, I'm going to show you in the scripture where it talks about all that. It's no excuse. God bless you all. Let's keep learning. Please take this information. Let's dig into it. Go and do a little Greek theology. Find out where the days of the week came from. That way you can see it for yourself. Amen. Let's get into the word of God, and let's get ready to apply the word of God with true facts and understanding. God bless you. I see you tonight at 7 o'clock for our normal Bible study. God bless you all.